Good morning. Welcome and merry fourth, fifth day of Christmas. I lost my count. But once Christmas Day comes, we get 12 whole days, like the song says. So the liturgy today will be Christmas carols. And so we'll do, looks like we're doing a little bit extra singing, but it's about the same for those who are keeping track. So we'll sing our way through the service with some hymns that we love from the Christmas season. And we'll hear some texts that fall during this time each year. But it's interesting because we shift from Luke's gospel to Matthew's gospel, and it has a definitely different tone and flavor to the good news. And so I'm so thankful that Christina Johnson is here today to bring the word to us and to share in her preaching here. Interestingly enough, my very first time preaching was this passage at my home church. So we have that in common, although you've preached before. And Christina is discerning a call to ministry and has lots of different opportunities before her that she's pondering. So please do keep her in your prayers as she continues on this journey of faith, which you'll hear more about in just a little while. It's the beginning of a faith journey for Delaney Rose, who was kind enough to bring her whole family. So welcome to all of you. We're so thrilled that she's here today to be washed into this family of faith and that we can be a part of her life as well. Finally, just a few announcements to highlight before you today. One is that this announcement called Exploring Faith Through the Small Catechism is really geared toward people who are seeking baptism, perhaps later in life, or seeking confirmation. Maybe you never had that in your earlier life and you'd like to affirm your baptism. This is a great on-ramp for that conversation. And it also allows, it's a monthly conversation. It allows you to journey with people who are in the same boat. It's through the lay school, which means that it's more congregations than just St. Andrew. So if you would like to register for that, if you have any questions, you'll see some contact info in the bulletin. We'll be using a really accessible curriculum called By Heart. This is also for people that just maybe didn't grow up Lutheran and want to learn about what it means to be a Lutheran Christian. So you can check that out more through the announcement or through the contact that is there. Then lastly, we will be having a midwinter retreat for those in grades 3 through 6. It's January 24th through January 26th. The registration date is not printed in here. Oh, it is January 12th, so a couple of weeks. We would love to know who's coming. It's such good fun. I think our theme this year is going to be water walking, and we're going to explore the story where Jesus walks on water and what it means to have faith. So that will be a fun weekend out at camp. With that, let's stand together and join in the confession and forgiveness, which is inside your bulletin this morning. Amid the troubles and fears of this world, let us confess our sin and welcome God's forgiveness, grace, and love. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our lack of faith and trust. Your son was born in the poverty of a stable. Forgive our neglect of the poor. The shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem. Forgive our selfishness and complacency. With great joy, the angels proclaimed, "Do not fear, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. In Jesus, who is Savior, who is Christ and Lord, our sins are forgiven. May you know the peace which the angels sang from the heavens. Indeed, God's forgiveness is good news of great joy." Amen. We join together in singing our opening hymn, verses 1 and 3 of Good Christian Friends Rejoice.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord God, you know that we cannot place our trust in our own powers. As you protected the infant Jesus, so defend us and all the needy from harm and adversity. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I would invite the children forward for a message. Come on down. I'm actually going to have you sit right in a line, maybe on that top green step. We can. Do you know how to play the game telephone?
Yes.
Okay, so you whisper a message into someone's ear, and then you pass it down the line, and we see if the last person has it right. Should we try that?
Yeah.
Okay, should we start over here or over here?
Over there.
Oh, start over here. Okay, so I'm going to whisper in your ear, and then you're going to whisper into the next person's ear the same message, okay? Can you whisper it? I love you. It actually went straight through. Let's try another one, okay?
I'll whisper it to you both this time.
What'd you get? Do you want to hear it one more time? Ask again. Do you remember? Do you want to help?
What?
You want to say it? What did you think you heard?
I like spaghetti and meatballs.
I like spaghetti and meatballs. That's right. Okay, let's try one more, all right? Let's try another one. Let me... Okay. All right, yes, I'm coming up with this on the spot, by the way. A little bit longer. Did you get it? What do you think you heard? Angels and the wives? That was so close. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing, or the plains.
Oh.
That one was kind of long, right? So, I like this game so much because it reminds us that we each have a different kind of message to share. That the angels shared a message of good news to the shepherds, and their message was peace on earth and goodwill to all that God favors. And today our message changes a little bit, but it's still a message of good news. You guys have a message of good news to share with the world about how God loves us. And your love for everybody in this room and for the people that you love the most is sometimes like God's love, because we hear it sometimes, like we hear God's voice sometimes like a game of telephone, where it's through other people, or sometimes might be through the silence in our hearts, in our prayers. But God's voice is always speaking good news. And so that's what I wanted to share with you today. Let's have a prayer. The Lord be with you. Thank you, Lord, for speaking the words that we need to hear and sharing good news with us all. We ask your blessing upon these days, that as we prepare for a new year, you might help us to speak this good news to all whom we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can head back to your seats.
A reading from Isaiah. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, "Surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely," and he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all in the days of old. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We sing together verses 1 and 3 of hymn 289. Be seated, and I'd invite you to turn to our Psalm 148. If you turn the hymnal to the side, you'll find a striped section. Those are the Psalms. We'll read responsibly by whole verse Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord,
sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven and heavens, and you are above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created.
Who made them steadfast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
A reading from Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand together for the gospel and singing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 272. After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated. He sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem, who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, a loud wailing, a wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children, she refused to be consoled because they were no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said,
get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who are seeking the child's life are dead. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he had made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Just the other night, I sat on the living room floor, leafing through the Christmas cards we received this year. The cards were full of smiling faces in the family photos and wonderful moments to celebrate written in the letters, as well as the couple thrown in there with the silhouette images of the manger scene. I find it fun to see how kids have grown and people have changed in the last year, and I do read each letter word for word, hoping to catch all the important details of the events of the last year that I may have missed. I didn't send out a letter this year, nor did my parents. However, I was considering posting on social media a life update or year in review type post in which I would share photos from 2019 and list a few of my best moments and accomplishments. In my mind, posts like these are just a different kind of Christmas card. I had many wonderful moments in the past year that I would love to share, but it was hard not to think about the challenges I faced and the things that didn't go quite as I had intended. I looked back at the list of things I might include in my post, a list I admittedly did make a couple weeks ago, and I realized I didn't include that time I slipped on the melting snow in the commons on campus and took a friend down with me. I did not plan to share about the times I couldn't get out of bed because I was so overcome with grief, or the moments I got a speeding ticket. As I fingered through more cards, I couldn't help but wonder about the struggles of the smiling faces staring back at me. Now, if Mary and Joseph had sent a Christmas card to their loved ones or posted a recap of their year on social media, my guess is they would not have included a photo of their travels to Egypt or written that they couldn't return to their hometown because they were trying to avoid the murder of their newborn son. These just aren't the kind of things we tend to share much with others. In reference to the gospel story we read today, a scholar on the book of Matthew by the name of Rodney Reeves wrote, "None of these things make the cover of our Christmas cards. We prefer idyllic pastoral scenes of shepherds tending their flock by night, winged angels hovering in radiant splendor, the customary Christmas creche featuring parents attending the newborn, the quiet shelter of a wooden stable with barn animals reverentially witnessing the miracle. In other words, we feature Luke's story over Matthew's." He goes on to write that even if we did put the scenes of Matthew's nativity on our cards, no one would buy them. Matthew's nativity does not provide us with the images we have in mind when we think of the Christmas story. Aside from the Magi and the star, the story is hardly similar to Luke's account, which is what we tend to hear around Christmas time. But for some reason, this is what Matthew decided to share. This is what he wrote down in the hopes that others would read it. Why is this the story that Matthew wanted to share? Something else I noticed when perusing the Christmas cards is that most of the photos and nearly every single letter included the contents of a plan. What I mean by that is all the moments people shared were big things that were planned for, like weddings, baptisms, graduations, and vacations, and many of the photos were professionally taken in matching outfits. Almost everything that was shared was planned. I'm going to step out on a limb and suggest to you that Joseph's 5-year plan did not unfold as he had hoped. Mary being pregnant with a child whom did not belong to him, the death threats called upon Jesus' life, the death of all the infants in Bethlehem, or the flight and return from Egypt? Really, nothing about the story seems to be something anyone would plan. So again, I ask, why is this the story Matthew wanted to share? I know what it's like to make plans and have them ruined. Just like you, I have faced death at what seems like the worst times. Illness right before the big day. Failure after so much practice and anticipation. Broken relationships. Unavoidable conflict. And so many more things I just didn't intend for. A somewhat trite, yet utterly life-altering example is my call to ministry. I'll spare you the minute details, but what you need to know is that I was a 19-year-old with big plans to change kids' lives by becoming a school psychologist. I could have done it, and I think I would have been good at it. I'd found a career for me which combined my passions for hearing the story of others, advocacy for mental health awareness and education, and my intellectual curiosity for understanding people. It only took 1 week for my plans to change. In one short week, at a camp in which I had never worked, I continued grieving the unexpected loss of a loved one. I continued struggling from culture shock as I had returned from a semester abroad a few weeks prior. And I worked to assemble mental supports for myself and my family as my dad geared up for his first chemotherapy treatment. None of these things I planned. It was in that week and through those unexpected seventh graders that I experienced God guiding me and leading me to become aware of the call to ministry and literally changed everything about the plan I had laid out for the next few decades of my life. Tell me about plans getting messed up. In this first nativity scene, nothing happens that is beyond God's ability to work in the situation. Even those things that couldn't have been anticipated or planned for. Herod declares all infants to be killed. God sends Joseph an angel in a dream. And then again, Joseph receives another dream when it is time to return, which guides him to Nazareth instead of Judea. Likewise, through these unplanned events in my life and that week I ever so dreaded at camp, God worked in my life and never abandoned me. We don't always receive dreams and angels telling us where to go or what to do, like Joseph did. But there are other ways in which God intervenes in our lives and guides us amidst the unexpected and unplanned. Author Adam Hamilton, in his book Faithful, Christmas Through the Eyes of Joseph, suggests there are angels in our lives, and sometimes we don't even recognize them. He tells a story of a time he ran out of gas on the highway and someone stopped by to take him to the gas station. Those 6th, 7th graders in my Bible study that week were my angels. God was using those kids to tell me about my call to ministry and healing me in a time of immense pain, guiding me through the week of uncertainty. Even in one of my darkest and lowest moments, God was guiding me. Even in Joseph and Mary's scariest, most dangerous hours, God was guiding them. And even in your most unplanned and unexpected seasons, God is guiding you. Matthew's nativity is a little less tidy and a little more human. It's a story full of fear, flight, death, and displacement. It's about things not going as planned and running into the unexpected. Matthew's nativity is a reminder that our lives don't go as planned, and sometimes the plan to have no plan is the best plan we have. God's promises prevail through the unexpected. God's promises prevail through the unplanned. And God's promises prevail even through those times we wouldn't want to write in our Christmas cards or feature in the photos on the front of the cards. I submit to you that that is why Matthew wanted to share this story. Amen.
invite you to turn to page 227 at the front of your hymnal. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity, but by water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God.
We present you with your baptism.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Delaney Rose baptized into Christ?
We do.
As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities to live with Delaney Rose among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture her in faith and prayer, so that Delaney Rose may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world that God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Delaney Rose grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
Sponsors, do you promise to nurture Delaney Rose in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church?
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Delaney Rose and pray for her and her new life in Christ? Please stand as you are able. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. In the river Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raised us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Delaney Rose, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And together we say, you belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through the water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Delaney Rose with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Delaney Rose, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have been marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. So, Delaney, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome Delaney Rose, newly baptized, with these words. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming words to all the world. We stand together for prayer. Let us pray. Praise is on our hearts and in our lips and on our hearts, Holy One, for the gracious deeds and acts that you have bestowed upon your church. Give to your whole church open hearts, that we might work together to share your good news in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear.
Praise to you, Creator of all, for you have created a rich diversity of nature and creatures, sun, moon, stars, mountains and hills, oceans and rivers. Sustain all that you made and keep us faithful in our care of creation. Lord, in your mercy. We bless you, ruler of all, for communities and nations of which we are a part. Gather into your arms the many people of the world and grant humility to all leaders so that all may find blessing and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, you overcame death and freed us from all fear. Give courage to all who are afraid and comfort to all who suffer in any way, especially those on our prayer list, those for whom a candle has been lit, and those we name on our lips and in our hearts. Give patience and compassion to all those who provide care. Lord, in your mercy. Nurturing God, you care for your children in any danger. Grant courage to our congregation that we are present with children who need our love and protection, with parents who grieve the loss of children, and with those who seek safety from hurtful situations. Lord, in your mercy. Light of life, you claim us as your children forever. We praise you for those who have gone before us in faith, serving as witnesses to your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. Yeah. Hey, Delaney. Hey, Delaney. Let's remind Delaney how much God loves her. Thank you. pray. Generous God, you have given us life, this community, and these gifts of the earth that become the meal of your grace. Move in our hearts that we might use your gifts to bring hope and blessing wherever we go, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. This is Christ's table. All are welcome. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to the world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen. Grace from God's own heart, peace from the child in the manger, and the strength from the Spirit of life be blessings for you today and forever. Amen. If you've purchased a poinsettia to beautify the altar, thank you so much. If you'd like to take one with you, we just ask that you leave the drip pen, and we'll have some bags up here so it doesn't get hurt by the cold or the rain. And we'll sing our sending song together, hymn 292. Peace. Christ is with you.